America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner, here with my co-hosts Audrina Patridge, Heidi Montag Pratt, and Frankie Delgado. And today we are breaking down Season 2, Episode 2, called When You Least Expect It. Heidi, how was your experience with us here diving into Episode 1?
I felt like it was really fun and exciting and juicy, and I love going back and forth and hearing Audrina and what you thought, and like everybody's behind the scenes of where we were. So I'm excited for episode 2.
You're stepping it up. We needed you.
All right. I'm here, guys.
You're an
I'm
amazing
here.
Addition. Thank we're you, grateful thank you. You're on. And it makes it so much fun, too.
Thank you.
I mean, especially because we left off on the cliffhanger of Heidi possibly being pregnant.
Oh,
triggers.
I feel like this happened a couple times throughout the Hills. Like the pregnancy thing?
Yeah, did it?
I think so. Later
did
on
you do
it did.
One?
No. Oh. No, maybe but not. I'll tell you what Adam did want me to do.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
corner.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that episode. Okay, so before we start, let's get into the episode's synopsis. Basically, in this episode, Lauren, she goes on her first date since Jason, and she's tested at work when she's asked to work at a fashion show. She basically is like proving herself to Lisa Love because she didn't go to Paris. And then Heidi has a life-changing secret and she tells Spencer. And this episode aired on January 22nd, 2007. So
That's crazy.
That is insane. Wow. But yeah, so Heidi, this episode reveals a lot about you and Spencer's developing relationship. But how was it to watch all that again?
It's hard because it's just different timelines of everything being pieced together. So like something would happen and then that was a scene from a different thing. So really I see where the audience was watching our relationship and thinking like we're in a relationship. Like at this point in time, we still weren't together, you know? So
It was like pieced together right. Then with voiceovers and all that, which I do notice a lot of voiceovers in this episode.
There are. Yeah. It started getting more and more the voiceovers and everything like that. So it's just so taken out of context and pieced together. It literally looks like a school project in my mind of like everything just being cut and paste and glued. So It just is very interesting.
Do you watch it with Spencer or do you guys watch it?
He's in the background. Sure. He loves it. He's making TikToks for it.
Sipping his wine.
Yeah, totally. He loves it.
Sipping his biodynamic wine.
Yeah, watching his work. He's like a mastermind watching his work. Like, oh, that was a good, that was that. You know, he enjoys it all.
That's so funny.
Right.
I love that.
So we started with me anyways telling Lauren how I was nauseous and I'm dizzy and I've been having these symptoms and things like that. And then I'm thinking that I might be pregnant. So I look at the test results, which I already knew. But I wait to see and the results were negative, obviously. So yeah, I really did have to take the test because somebody has to pee on it.
Yeah.
Right?
How many did you have to pee on?
Just one because I already knew the results. But this was my first fake scene. And Lauren was not feeling this either because this was her show. Her narration. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm having this storyline and this fake storyline. And so I could see for her too, this was a big turning point in the show.
And in your friendship.
And in our friendship. Yeah. So this was the beginning of being like, whoa. I'm the narrator. This is my show. Now we're doing a fake pregnancy test for Heidi. Like,
I mean, but again, if it wasn't for you guys, like we probably wouldn't have gotten a third season because something needed to happen, you know, to keep it going.
Yeah, it was just different. So this was different, you know.
Yeah.
So this was actually a big off-camera turning point.
But it was always known that it was the four of you, and the four of you were going to have your own storylines as the show was going to progress, no?
As Lauren being the A storyline.
Yeah,
always.
We were like right. the, you know, it was like Lauren's B, story, right. and then we're just kind of in her life where they tap in every right. now and then.
So they would say behind the scenes, like, she's the Mary Tyler Moore. Like, you're always rooting for her.
Or the Sex in the City, right?
Or the yeah, Sex in the City. Carrie the Bradshaw. Yeah, so mm-hmm. they wanted her to be the front and center, and then all these, like, bad friends around her or, like, crazy friends or whatever it is, but she is supposed to always be, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
The center.
Yeah.
Which she was mostly.
Yep. This scene with you and Spencer too, whenever he goes to your work and then you meet him out back and you get in the car. That whole scene, did you guys talk about that scene before you actually did it? Like,
yeah. Right. So this was a really set up scene. And like I said, this was in last episode, this was months later when like we were official and, you know, so this was at such a different point in time mm-hmm. in our relationship than they showed with the other scenes. So we had already been like rehearsing things.
Yeah, and, you guys look really comfortable with each other.
Right.
You could just tell you guys yeah, were like.
Right. So we're like official at this point. And I got out of that car, I think, five times.
Oh
and
my
gosh. Sped away. And they're like, can you speed away a little faster?
Yeah. Didn't
you
know, he
like. Can you slam the door harder? Like he almost busted his rims. Oh. And then I go back in, you know, so it was like a whole thing. It was really hard not laughing. At a certain, like, I think we even laughed a few times. We're like, oh my gosh.
It's like improv
is,
acting.
He had like a really right. nice BMW, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Six right. series. Like 22 inch rims.
Right. His was one thing series? From Princess of Malibu's oh, yeah. trophy I he know. Went away with.
He was obsessed. Loved that thing.
Yeah, he did.
That was a really good scene.
Because it was
though.
The first yeah. six series, like, kind of like that was out there. They were brand new.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a big deal. It was like a new body style.
It was a big deal when that thing came out. I remember that.
Well, yeah, this episode has a lot going on in it, too, because with you guys and then you and Lauren, and then with Lauren going to Teen Vogue. And this is whenever, do you remember this episode? Ashley yes. Page was this wild designer.
Yes.
And she, like, kind of.
Oh, was that the one talking shit to everybody?
Yes, wow, with the she magic was wild. Candle and, like. Like just
I was
talking
like, we,
shit. Again,
we should have got her on the show too. She was wild.
Yeah. So Lauren like had to prove herself to her and the fashion show, which she passed the test. So then she's back in like, you know, a good light with Lisa again.
I actually ended up doing a runway show in Miami for Ashley Page when she did that Girls Gone Wild bikini.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. That's where I met Kim, or not met Kim. That's where I had a whole thing with Kim. And
oh, no way.
Yeah.
She had an amazing yeah, line.
She really did.
Super cute. And then, okay, so then the next day, Heidi, you tell Lauren that you gave Brody her number and that you basically are setting them up.
Yeah.
And Lauren seemed into it, but she did. She was like, said something about Kristen, like, no, he's
tainted.
Been tainted by Kristen.
I don't know about that. That's a little yeah. harsh. Jeez.
You're tainted.
She, yeah. Kate Cavi blessed her. I don't know that right. tainted.
Well, I like totally blessed
yeah,
better.
You know, I don't know about but, tainted.
Yeah, tell us about that, Brody.
I think
is
she just didn't want Kristen's seconds again.
Is what true? Is it that?
I guess, did you want to go out with Lauren? And do you remember, like, Heidi setting you guys up? And you're like, yeah, I'll do it for the show. Or was it something?
Yeah, I think, well, Spencer and I, you know, we were big fans of Laguna Beach. We definitely watched that show a lot. And, I thought Lauren was cute, for sure. So, I mean, I remember I was kind of in a relationship. Not really. It was like, I was really good friends with somebody, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to get into it. But I wasn't. It wasn't like a full-blown.
She was very public.
It just wasn't really like a full-blown yeah. relationship. And this was like a great opportunity for me. I mean, we had done Princess of Malibu. We knew the girls were doing The Hills. And Sean Travis was our good friend. And he would express to us how bad he wanted us on the show as well. He would be like, man, we got to get you guys on the show, yada, yada, yada. So when Lauren did become single, I remember it was definitely discussed between Spencer and I, like, yo, okay, this is a perfect opportunity for me to go on a date with her and you know, whatever. And I did think she was a cute girl. Yeah. So, I mean, it was one of those things where I was like, I'm cool with that. You know, it wasn't like I was against it.
Andrew Perry mentioned that you and Lauren had, like, really good chemistry when you guys would shoot. And was that played for camera or like how did you guys really like
because you guys real. Were
in the beginning it was definitely a lot more genuine and real for sure. I think as seasons go on you'll kind of see how our you know the relationship aspect of us and the romantic side of it sort of you know I mean turned we all in, just became yeah. we all
it's
just
almost
became
like it turned in more of a friendship
for
huh?
sure yeah. we became good friends but we had great chemistry so a lot of people still wanted us to go and do scenes together and act like we were a little more into each other than we were In this episode, though, it was definitely, we were just getting to know each other. I didn't really know her that well. So you do see a lot of genuine things and all the things that I said. I know I'm sounding real cheesy in a lot of it. You know, it's just so beautiful and this and that. And it was genuine.
It was genuine.
It was genuine.
The girls love it.
Can you have a little romance in your life? You know,
I mean, I do. You know, I still got that. But I mean, then it was, yeah, it was nerve-wracking too back then. It was just a wild. It was a wild time.
This is when I was dating Spencer more seriously. Like, we weren't official yet, but we were hanging out with you guys all the time. And so that's when, yeah, you were dating that girl. And I remember Spencer being like, he needs to end it with her and get together with Brody or with Lauren. Let's get him on camera and this and that. And Lauren thought you were really cute, but she was like, he's already been with Kristen. And I think she didn't want, like, okay, she dated Steven after Kristen. She didn't want to date Brody after Kristen.
Was that it?
You know?
Steven and Lauren were after Kristen and Steven?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know the chronological order of that.
Yeah. I don't think her and Steven were ever, like, official. I think they just hooked up off.
It was like a high school thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was more like a hookup thing. But anyways, in the public or whatever. So, you know, at this point,
I was kind of a fan of her. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, back then, you got to realize, like, Laguna Beach was massive. It was such a big show, yeah, especially for MTV. And it was the first of its kind, too, mm-hmm, the way it was shot and everything. And Lauren and Kristen were pretty big celebrities, I think, even at that time. I mean, honestly, Laguna Beach was that impactful, I think, for everybody, and especially for our generation. And so, like, doing scenes with her, I was kind of like, I was nervous too. I was definitely like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
just like LC. It's just LC.
She liked you. She thought you were really hot and she thought you were cool. And I
enjoyed her company too, honestly. We got along. It felt very easy to work with her and shoot with her. She was very easy to film with and made me feel very comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that was good. I mean, she could have been a lot more harsh on all of us, but she, yeah, at this point in the show, it was definitely very genuine, and it was, you know, and then the rest is history.
Well, no, not really. Because 2 months later after that stuff, we all went to Cabo.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, Audrina knows.
That's when we all went.
What happened there? But I don't think you were with Lauren there. Like, no, you were with
No, they weren't together at all.
No, because...
No, they were just
we
like...
Lauren and I were never together. We were never in a relationship. We definitely, like, explored things together a little bit just to see where it would lead. But, I mean, we never were in a committed relationship together.
No, that Cabo trip was fun.
Wait, who went to Cabo?
The five of us.
That was wild. The girls were the ones.
Is that when we were pretty talking? Wild.
They were the ones taking
it. Lauren and Audrina and me. We were going, the three of us, and then Nick and Brody joined later.
Oh my gosh. What was why did you guys dance on the bars?
We did everything.
Everybody
had their own missions.
Yeah, no, right, none of right. us were actually like dating each
no
other.
No one was dating each other.
Everybody was just on spring break.
Just there
much.
For friends. Like, Lauren and I were staying with Frankie in the suite, and all the girls that would come back, Lauren and I would take the red lipstick, and on the bathroom mirror, we started with every girl's name. We'd make a poem. And,
they were
like,
making a poem every
back. Because these girls, and they were just left behind, and then we had to take care of them and be where are you staying? We'll put you in a cab.
But
then we'd see each other out.
Well,
and
I was,
like,
in a different room. That must have been Frankie.
Yeah, that was Frankie.
I was hanging out with my boys, and then I would bring whatever person I was hanging out with. Yeah. I'm like, can you guys hang out with me while I go hang out with my boys?
Oh, my gosh.
Frankie was already back down at the office at 10 a.m.
It was
you gotta show up to work, right?
With Rambo.
And Rambo had to show up to work.
I just remember one morning we drank all night, went out, Squid Row.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lauren and I were so hungover, we went on the beach at like 8 or 9 in the morning and just laid there. And we both fell asleep on the sand for like 3 hours and woke up to people standing around us.
I thought you were gonna tell us the story of like when you went to the boat.
Oh, the boat story.
And I was like,
okay.
And I'm like, where are you guys going? And they were like, we got to go to the boat.
I didn't take one for the team, but Lauren met this guy and we went back to his yacht and they're hooking up and I'm sitting there like, okay, hurry up, Lauren, let's go. And it was fun though. The guys were nice. I didn't like the guy that was there, his friend,
but I was weirded out because I'm like, yo, I can't let like our girls just leave to like randomly in Cabo, like to like a boat.
Right, you're like, people disappear on boats.
Well, like, Frankie, too, was like the only one of us that spoke fluent Spanish, too. Oh, yeah. So Frankie was like such an asset in Cabo, I mean, for everything, like not speaking Spanish. I mean, I would always go to that, Frankie, what help with this? Oh, please, please. Power up for springtime with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list.
Yes, Factor has delicious, flavored-packed meals to help you live to the fullest. Choose from keto, vegan, and veggie, calorie-smart, and protein-plus options on the menu each week. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all of the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. Some days I just don't want to cook, so we tried the calorie smart meals. Factor sent over the meals pre-packaged, so all you have to do is heat it up in 2 minutes and dinner is ready. No mess, no crazy cleanup. I just personally love how easy Factor makes mealtime, and the food is actually really good.
Factor also has meals for any time of the day with breakfast options like egg bites, smoothies, and more. Replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons. Head to factormeals.com/hills50 and use code hills50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code hills50 at factormeals.com/hills50 to get 50% off your first box. Not to get all parental, but it's time we had the talk. You know, the one about the three-letter word that ends in X. You'll probably experience it a few times in your life. Not that one. I'm talking about tux. And when you need a tux, the best place to go and get one is the Black Tux. The Black Tux makes it super easy to get an on-trend, top-quality, guaranteed-to-fit tux without ever leaving your house. Here's how it works. Take the Black Tux Fix Quiz, pick the style you want to rock, and boom, your tux is delivered to your door 10 days before the day you need it. That's plenty of time to try it on and make sure it wears you well. My friend actually took this quiz and tux was a perfect fit. I can't wait to try it out.
And hey, if the fit's not quite right, say hello to the Black Tux Fit Guarantee. Order a better size within a day or two of receiving the less than great fitting one, and they'll send another right away at no cost.
Rent or buy, the Black Tux is the best place to go when you need a tuxedo, whether it's for a wedding or just a special night out. And right now, when you go to theblacktux.com/hills and use code HILLS, you'll save $20 off your order. That's theblacktux.com/hills, code HILLS to save $20. theblacktux.com/hills, code HILLS.
Anyways, Lauren arrives at the Ashley Page store, right, and is put to work, and one of her tasks is digging through a jar of wax to find a wick of magic. That's crazy. It's a green money candle. Ashley, impressed by her wick skills, announces that Lauren can stay.
It was a weird, that's kind of a weird test.
Kind of weird test.
If you could dig a wick out of wax, it's not that it's hard to do. Quest, right?
Beyond weird.
It's right. Like, yeah. And then Spencer called me to invite me to dinner, but I caught on and I was like, okay, buddy, I know what's going on. And I didn't want to get in the middle of it. My loyalty was to you and I wanted to talk to you. You know what I mean? So, but actually, I don't even remember.
It was a little too late.
It was too late for that, but I don't know. But I don't remember that conversation that they showed, because Spencer was on the balcony and I was in my apartment, but it was just so abrupt and kind of hung up. I don't even think I actually called him.
So that was actually me on the other line.
Oh.
With Spencer.
That was you.
Oh, yeah. How they edited
it? That's why
it?
In real life, I was on the other line with Spencer.
Yeah.
So they pieced it together to be, and that's why it was like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I remember when I saw that scene, that never happened.
See, that's why we always needed Heidi on this show.
Yeah.
Because she had the other piece to the puzzle.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Here it is, guys. See? It was me.
That's why it didn't make sense,
you know.
Yeah.
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
Because he goes, oh, she just hangs up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I do not ever remember.
Yeah, that was my style. I was like, okay, bye. Like, I'm not. So I don't play.
Yeah, he was being extra, like, flirt in the
Yeah, that's why he was like.
That makes perfect sense, actually.
Hey, you know, that's how.
The magic of editing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, then, okay, so then the next scene, they go back to the Ashley Page fashion show, and they show that Whitney arrives to help Lauren get the models ready, and then Brody calls Lauren during the chaos backstage at the show.
Yeah, I think that that was pretty real. I remember them coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, it's time for you to call Lauren. Although I will say, they didn't put our first time we ever filmed together, Heidi. Remember that? With the paintball.
Right, the paintball is in my mind all the time. I always think about that.
I always think that that's on the show and it never was.
Don't ever paintball with Brody Jenner. So, he has zero mercy, by the way, in a bikini. I was like, I'm going in a bikini, army bikini, never played paintball before. Brody will light
you
up. You
were on my
up.
Team, though.
No, oh, my. Oh, was that? Oh. It was me and Spencer versus you and Lauren. Spencer
had the ghillie suit. You guys went paintballing for your first scene?
Yeah, but I'm a... Yeah, yeah. So our first time ever
Lauren
filming,
and I are
we
in
went.
Bikinis.
That's what we did. We
we're
went paint,
bikinis paintballing.
We went
because
paintballing.
I was like, let's be hot paintballing. You know,
that's
like,
pretty brave.
It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't like paint throwing.
Right.
Paint.
I don't know. I've never real been paintballing. I literally had bruises
everywhere.
For weeks.
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Mercy.
We lit them
no
up.
No mercy. Zero mercy.
What? I didn't tell them.
You're competitive.
I didn't tell them that. You know, I used to be like a real. I mean, I was like an obsessed paintball person. Back growing up,
he looked like he was in
profession.
What's
we used to do
game?
Like paintball contests. Oh, like,
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. He's like a Call of Duty moving. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so out of my realm right now.
Oh my God. I take it very seriously.
I want a rematch. Let's rematch.
We should go back.
Why didn't they show that scene?
I don't know. And you know, the funniest part about it, too, is we went to not Sugarfish, but it was what was that? Blowfish.
Yeah, after.
And we ate. And Spencer.
Blowfish is where Bootsy Bellows is today.
Spencer went to pay for the bill and he got his card denied. That was the best. And they didn't show any of this on the show. It was. So,
they should have.
So at this point, when I called Lauren, we had already hung out.
Okay.
So it wasn't like the first time I had ever talked to her. We had already shot the first scene that they didn't use, the paintball stuff. And then this was like, now I'd already had kind of, you know, I knew her and we had hung out. So it was a little easier for me to just sort of, hey, let's go on a
date. I think you left
the
voicemail.
But you had to react.
We had to sort of like act like
it was
we
your
had
first
just.
Time.
And I had to talk Lauren into agreeing to go on a date with you on camera because she did like you in real life, but she was nervous about it. And I was like, just do it. And it was the best decision she made. Sure. And she obviously really liked you and for seasons more brought you in as a ringer. But, you know, you're welcome, Lauren. Gosh, just a great friend looking out for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that was.
And Spencer was like, I'm hooking you up with the Prince of Malibu. You are so lucky.
No, you were so excited because it's also like your best friend at the time, you know, dating his best friend. You guys could all hang out.
And I remember Brody saying to us on the way to Casablanca, make sure you guys never have a falling out. Don't let Hollywood get in between you guys and gave us this whole spiel. First of all, that did happen to both of us.
That's crazy. Yeah. I know. Yeah, you're
you
right.
And
with
I.
Spencer and yeah. and then that is
it's
crazy.
Good advice, Brody.
So, yeah, I know. It's my head was in the right place.
Well, so Lauren's head was in the right place too.
Right.
Because then at work, Lisa tells Lauren how to impress Ashley and she just wants to rush home to get ready for her date with you. And because she's so excited. And Andrew Perry was on in first season and he told us a lot of information, but he did mention how this was such a big deal for Lauren's story development. And it was really nice to watch because it just seems so genuine and like
it also could have gone stagnant for Lauren if it wasn't from Brody. Because if it's not Brody, it would have been more like some random guy that comes in and out with no like
charm or
I mean, I think it was good at that stage for Spencer and I both because we had just gotten off like a really long stint of reality television. So that was so helpful because if you just walk into that and you have no, and you're not used to 10 cameras around and just filming you and being in that, then it can be very difficult. And I think that helped tremendously for Spencer and I both.
Plus coming from Fox, which was a way bigger network as executives, as bosses, you guys weren't coming in as like small characters.
I just couldn't believe when I watched that footage, I was wearing a suit, okay? Getting me in like a little suit. I had literally got some hair gel in.
You didn't even wear a suit to my wedding.
You guys went to social.
Yeah, it was like wearing like board shorts and like a...
I came straight from Vegas.
Yeah, Brody walks in so dressed up, so nice.
Wild.
And
I know,
Lauren, she smiled. You're telling her how
great
beautiful smile, she is.
Nice, you guys upper lip, something like
definitely
that.
Had chemistry, and you guys were like joking and flirting. And
I totally thought they were going to be a real and serious couple. They were perfect for each other, and that's what Spencer and I said in real life. We're like, you guys are so compatible. Like, I really thought that it would be the four of us.
We did get along
walking down the aisle,
but then whenever you drop her off, compatible-ish,
because like even after that, like any girl that he ever dated or like was serious with, I never saw the compatibilities that he ever had, like versus what he has with Tia now. Like, Tia's like the perfect girl for him, like outside the box here. Like, dude, his perfect surfer girl.
Oh, he serves
like everything like you ever wanted a girl. Like, it literally got described with it. The first time I met her, I'm like, dude, this is
for sure.
This is it. This is the one forever.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she was a 20-year-old compatible TV star.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
Tia is exactly. A compatible wife.
Great relationship for the TV.
Yeah, but I'm also grateful that I met Tia now at the age that I'm at now. You know what I mean? Like, I think that if I would have met Tia, the woman of my dreams, my soul, you know, my soul partner, it's like in my 20s, you're just not really, you're not there,
timing.
You know, it is, timing plays a big part for sure.
It really does. But so you guys had an amazing date. It's so genuine and sweet to watch. And then whenever you drop her off, there was no goodnight kiss, or was there? And
little,
they didn't
show
cheek.
It. I think you had a little cheek in there and a little, no, I don't think that there was a kiss on that one. No.
Yeah, Laura, I think also
I
she
made
was
some
very
funny little face when I got
calculated.
In the car. What was that? I was like, yeah. I did something in the car when I got in. I'm like,
your guys'
that?
Car things. Oh my gosh.
So funny.
When I got back in that car.
Yeah. Gosh, that's the episode. That was another really good episode. So this is like, it just gets better and better from here.
Yeah, it really starts to heat up.
Well, the show gets really good from here on out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin.
Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. Personally, I cannot wait to try these because I've tried so many sugary vitamin gummies with Kira, and she doesn't like any of them. So these have minerals, vitamins, energy, brain function, like everything. So I can't wait to give these a try.
Love that. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/hills.
Yeah, this deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/hills and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
I love my dogs so much. Dolly, Ninja, Rainbow, and Castle. I mean, I would do anything for them. They're my absolute fur babies. They have everything. We're so excited to get our results back for Rainbow and right up top. We'd like to thank EmbarkVet.com for supporting Was It Real? Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $40 with promo code HILLS.
Yes, Embark is an incredible tool for dog owners that screens for more than 230 genetic health risks across 350 breeds. I didn't even know that there was that many breeds to begin with. But there's more breeds tested than any other DNA test. So I did do the test with my dog, Lady, and I found out she is indeed 100% Yorkie. Her overall health summary came out great, and they laid out step by step some of the potential risks that could come up that they put in a format that I could send over to my vet. And the best part is that the results I received is that Lady has a close doggy relative friend nearby. So maybe one day we'll have
Chewy?
A doggy date.
Oh my gosh, I'd Chewy. Love that. Are you going to reach out for a puppy potty?
Maybe.
Like party?
I mean, yeah, why not? Maybe for her birthday next year. Now is the perfect time to shop for an Embark dog DNA test. Right now, Embark has a limited time offer on their breed and health kit and purebred kit for Was It Real listeners. So you guys got to go to embarkvet.com to get free shipping and save $40 with promo code HILLS.
That's embarkvet.com to get free shipping and save $40 with promo code HILLS.
Well, let's get into some fan calls. If you have a question for us, leave us a message at speakpipe.com/thehills or leave a comment on our YouTube channel, Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch.
Hi, my name is Erica. Thanks so much for doing this podcast. It's such a cool podcast. I love that you guys are answering so many of these questions. The main question I have, it's like a dying, burning question, is all about Kristen. I'm wondering why Kristen was not in the first couple seasons of The Hills. And I do remember in season two, in the beginning, when Heidi is trying to convince Lauren to date Brody, Lauren says something along the lines of, oh, he's tainted because he's been with Kristen. So I wanted to know the timeline of when Brody started dating Kristen. And also why Kristen was not in the first couple of seasons. Was that something that the producers had control over? Was it something Lauren had control over? Or did Kristen just not want to be on the first couple of seasons? Thanks, guys.
I think it's easy. It was a spinoff for Lauren, right?
So actually, Kristen could have had The Hills be her spinoff. So it was a choice of who it was going to be. And Kristen just wasn't interested. She was moving to Hollywood.
She wanted to be an actress.
Right. And she was. She was in like those movies with Nick Zano. And so she was over it. And then I don't think Lauren ever quite fully knew that, but they were like, let's spin Lauren off. And those two obviously worlds are separated.
Yeah. And I think coming from Laguna Beach, I mean, even when, because I was a fan of that show, I watched it. Kristen was definitely the breakout star. I mean, so was Lauren. It was definitely Kristen and LC, but Kristen had that thing. She was gritty. She was very outspoken. She just had that thing. And Heidi's 100% right. They wanted Kristen for sure. And then Lauren was the other choice. And I think it worked out great because Kristen got to do her thing. She was, and that's, I met Kristen at a party in Hollywood because of Prince. I was on Princes of Malibu with Spencer. There was some sort of Hollywood event or party, and Kristen was there. So this is way before The Hills. Way
it was
before
young
this
Hollywood.
Like,
you and me went
like
together.
A, yes, it was
with
like a,
Spencer. Yeah. At Element.
Yeah, is that what it was? Yeah.
At Element. And I remember this.
See, I don't remember it like that.
Yeah.
It was a you were wearing black shoes.
You were wearing black shoes and a black shirt.
Damn, Frank.
Oh, my God.
This is why you don't smoke marijuana.
So that's when you first met Kristen.
That is when I first met Kristen. Was that, and we took him back to Casablanca. I remember that. We met him that night. We were having some drinks.
What is Casablanca? Just tell us. I don't know what it is.
It's the house that I grew up in. It was my stepfather's house.
It's the biggest mansion ever seen in Malibu with how many acres?
It was like 22 acres, and it was like
it was just
a football field.
It was crazy.
Oh
it was,
my gosh.
The whole thing was just
that's why he's the prince of Malibu. He literally looked like the prince.
But I didn't grow up there my whole life.
They had a train.
David had just produced. He produced the Bodyguard soundtrack, and I remember we grew up in our house. It's just a normal house in Malibu.
And for those who don't know, David Foster, right?
Oh yeah, Dave's a legend.
Yeah, he's a producer. And
he's a music producer. Has worked with everybody, but he had just done the Whitney Houston Bodyguard soundtrack, and I think they sold like 25 million copies of that.
Wow.
And he all overnight pretty much became like one of the, I think he won 3 Grammys that year or something like that. So his career just took off, and he bought this house. And then so when I was about 10 years old, we moved into this house, and it was just like, I mean, the house was just ridiculous.
Crazy.
But prior to that, he had already worked with Celine Dion and Boyz II Men and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, everybody.
So at the same time The Hills was starting, Kristen was actually dating Brody and living at Casablanca and being a movie star. So that's why you never saw her. It took them a lot to convince Kristen to come on at the end of the seasons because they said Lauren was leaving and Lauren thought the show was over at the wedding and that was it. And she did not know that Kristen was going to show up to my wedding.
Oh, did
and
she not
I
know
was
that?
Supposed to throw the bouquet to Kristen, which I did, and I aimed it right in her hands like that as a sign she's taking over.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, yeah, that'll come later. We'll give you all the juice.
The after party was fun.
The wedding. God, were you guys' wedding?
In Pasadena.
Were we Spencer and I were we talking then?
Yeah, you went. We all went.
I know I went, but were we
friends? You weren't like, no.
We weren't that tight then.
Okay, question two.
Question number two.
Yo, Brody, who was your best wingman during that time? Sleazy T, Doug, Frankie, Spencer? Who was it, man? All right. Ooh, cool,
I'm going to tell Spencer whatever you say.
I'm gonna get mad too.
Wingman Spencer. Different. Spencer was definitely the ultimate wingman leading up to the Hills and the first, the you know, massive in the first portion of the Hills. Unfortunately, we kind of had a falling out in the Hills. That was a bummer. But also, and then Frankie, when I moved to Hollywood and we were out there, Frankie and Spencer were both my wingman. I think that for a long time, but I knew Spencer for a long time, so we were both of our wingmen for quite a while.
Sleazy T, he was kind of in and out.
Sleazy T was in and out, but Frankie was definitely, besides Spencer before Frankie, then if Spencer and I had a falling out, then Frankie definitely became the ultimate wingman. We did a lot of traveling together. We, you know, Canada. I'm not even going to get into that story, but there's been some funny times. Frankie,
Cabo,
and I had.
Cabo, Canada, New York, I mean, Miami,
everywhere.
Bahamas,
yeah, everywhere. Frankie, jeez. Definitely
Vegas.
Spencer and Frankie for sure. To answer your question.
Hi, this is Amanda from Australia, and I'm after some juicy details for the listeners. I want to know. Is there somebody that you absolutely hated filming with? And who is it?
Ooh, each of us. Yeah, go. No, let the ladies take this one. Yeah,
there wasn't. For
I
me.
Can tell you guys who I hated filming with. I'm just kidding.
I started hating filming with Lauren. That became really hard for me because every time she was just so mean and like became somebody I didn't recognize on camera. And I was kind of like, whoa, this is so not the person I thought I knew. So for me, as it progressed, filming with Lauren was just really devastating.
For me, no. I would say I didn't really hate filming with anybody at that time, especially right now in the show. I mean, where we're at in season two, I mean, it was like we were all just getting to know each other. We were having a lot of fun. We were all going out. It was a really fun time to film. I don't think I ever really hated to film with anybody. Did you, Audrey?
I think at times there was like a lot of hype or drama or manipulation. So going into a scene, you didn't really know what to expect. You just knew that there was going to be something. So I would get like really bad anxiety like, oh my God.
Her answer is me. Yeah.
No.
My answer is you too, Adrena. Okay, fine. Let's just call it, girl.
And the next episode, whatever. It definitely was Heidi.
It was mutual. Never mind. Not Lauren.
I think people are just probably afraid of Heidi. Because Heidi would just say, Heidi would say anything. Dude, you just never knew.
She just calls it how she sees it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not hating to film with someone. It was hating that you knew you were going into like,
the lion's
everyone,
den.
Yeah, everyone was right, there. Right, there's right. Something's about to happen, and you know that you're going to have to be there and like see people cry, be upset, get mad, maybe even a fight. Mm-hmm. Like there was some times when like I think Brody and Justin got like face-to-face.
Even you and Frankie.
Are you talking about new? That's the new. That was the newer.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like as a whole, like those moments really like those are the parts that really cringed me because it was so much fun, and then suddenly it's like, boom. Like,
yeah, well, especially if you keep feeding them alcohol, it's going to explode eventually.
Well, God bless that alcohol. I know.
Let's get into the next question. It also gave liquid courage. Yeah.
What's going on, guys? TJ Taylor here.
Oh, TJ!
That's our homie.
You guys know, huge Hills fan. Frankie,
yeah, you are.
My favorite quote-unquote character on the show, brother. But Brody and Audrina, you know, I got love for you guys too, obviously. My question for you all is, did you at the time realize how big of an impact the show would have on pop culture, LA nightlife culture, some of the things and sayings that you guys popularized during your time on the show, seen some longevity and stuck around for many, many years, even after the show was finished. I know sometimes when you're in the weeds of things, it's hard to kind of look outside that bubble and understand just how big that thing had become. That's my, I'm wondering if you guys knew how big or realized how big the show is or was and would be shortly after you stopped filming. Love you all.
I think for us, it's like when we got the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, like that was like, wow, like this is huge.
Right.
And even that shoot, that's when you and Lauren weren't talking. And like they had us all separated. And then I had to go in between you and Lauren, but we still had fun and it turned out great.
Yeah. You and I had fun there too. And I remember being like, this is the cover of Rolling Stone. Yeah. No one's going to ruin this for exactly. me. I don't care. That was huge. That was, that was big. I think that, with my plastic surgery, the first time I got the cover of Us Weekly, I felt like that was a really big deal in pop culture, especially because like sometimes we were in the tabloids, but not a lot, you know, like Spencer and I were doing setups and stuff like that. And
that, and then also just big. Being on the streets or going places and fans would just run up crying and screaming. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I never had that.
I had a great,
you and Lauren probably.
I got to tell them this story a little real quick because, me and Brody went to Canada to little town out there, and it was an amazing time that we had. But it felt like we were like, and I was such a small part at that point of that show, and people were like, I was in sync. It was like it felt Brody walked in and like trying to grab
it was
trying
the craziest
to anything
thing.
They could grab, anything they could, like even, and they're like, that's Frankie. And I'm like, first time that had ever happened to me, where like it was like, that's for, I'm like, what? I was just in one scene with him, like on the side. It was.
God, it's so crazy.
So big. And now, how many years did we say? 17?
17 years. Mm-hmm.
Since that song, they play it every club unwritten. I go to in LA. They see it, they put it on. I'm like, dude, it wasn't even my song. It was like their song. And people like start singing it from the top of their life. That song
goes off in the club.
It goes off.
Yeah, it
people
does.
Go crazy.
Today.
Yeah, still today.
That's
it's true.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember Adam DeVillo called me one time. I mean, that was crazy, Frankie, because we did a couple appearances after Princes of Malibu and there was like nothing. But then the Hills, I forget the Frogs or something. It was something Frog.
Senior Frogs.
It was something, I don't know, in Canada. It was something. And I remember, but they had to move the venue we were at because there was too many people. They had to move it somewhere else.
And the
there
people
was
were
like,
so nice,
and
too.
It was freaking wild.
It was like love, like real love from everybody.
Yeah. I think you guys got a different experience though. Like for Spencer and I, it was different, you know. So like in the beginning it was more neutral, like being with Lauren, but then once I went against Lauren, it was a different experience than you guys had
for sure.
Yeah, but that sounds fun.
The club song, for those of you who know, it's Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
She's the sweetest, by the way.
Yeah, she's so nice. And I remember they were deciding between that song and then a Weezer song called Beverly Hills, because the Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
and that Hillary Duff song. Remember, they were trying to do that Hillary Duff song because they did the same one from Laguna.
Oh, that's right.
And that was in the original cut that we saw was the Hillary Duff song. Anyways, I'm excited for this Frankie's Confession Corner.
Yeah.
What is this all about? Let's do it.
This one's a great one because this is going to be a lot easier for everybody. This ain't about you two today.
We're ready.
But I think based on what pop culture and what's going on in life, and we were talking about the bromance and like the who's your wingman and all that stuff. Brody, I have a question for you with this upcoming. If you were ever, me and Spencer have this question for you, by the way. It's me and Spencer.
Okay.
On the confession.
Okay.
If you were ever to get married again, just one day in the future, will we be invited?
It'd be the first time.
Ooh!
It'll be the first time.
Yeah. Well, you were sweating.
Legally.
Will we be supposed to be invited?
So really, you weren't left out of a wedding because it was never a real one.
No. Of course. I mean, of course, guy. Of course. Absolutely.
I really want to be there.
Yeah. I think that the wedding that I've had before, I mean, it was just called a wedding, but that was in Bali. So it was like it was a very far, just to get it all organized. That's the reason why everybody wasn't invited. But no, of course. Yeah. If I got married again, you'd absolutely be invited, Frankie.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well,
when I get married
again. Right. If and when.
Yeah, when.
Right.
When.
Better
I hope
be.
So. Oh, when. That's oh, right. What is that?
Oh.
A little hint there, huh?
Oh, I heard we'll at our see. House, he said to Tia, if you're on your best behavior.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that.
More like
best
if I'm
behavior.
On my best
no,
behavior.
No, she got the joke. She was sweet. She thought it was cute.
No, I'm really, really happy and grabbing him. We're having a baby.
She's
it's crazy.
So, congratulations.
Congrats.
Well,
congrats, Brody, one more time. We're so happy and proud of the man you've become, man.
Thanks, Frankie. appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to watch us, check it out on YouTube. As always, you can leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills, or you can send it in a question at thehills@castmedia. That's cast with a K. We will see you next week. Please, again, only 5-star review.
How many stars?
Five. Give us five. Five.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.